We're doing something, TSN's doing something on shootout goals. Is there a shootout goal that has been particularly memorable you've seen?
I think it was the Datsuk one a few years ago when he did the backhand toe drag, and that was kind of the one that stands out to me. It was an awesome goal by a pretty skilled player.
It's the one everyone's given.
Yeah, it's the one that sticks out, yeah.
Just facing this Washington team, new coach, but same players how much of a different look do you expect from them, or do you expect it to be similar?
And we know they've changed up a bit of their system, their team play, the way they forecheck a little bit, but you know, those are still some very skilled guys, especially on their top two lines, top three lines, actually, and guys that can beat you if you turn the puck over and make silly plays.
How much fun is it for you to face these kind of lines, your line, the GST line?
Yeah, we look forward to it every night. I was talking to Jimmy this morning, wondering if we were going to get to play against the Ovechkin, Semin, Backstrom line, and he was saying, I hope so, and I feel the same way. It's been fun. It's a good challenge for us, and helps us get up for the games.
Your line has stayed intact for the most part throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Take as a sign that maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, I mean, it's for whatever reason, it kind of fit through even early in the season in training camp and really early on that we knew how to play together and all kind of play the same way with a defensive mindset and just try to be tough to play against. So for whatever reason, coaches decided to keep us together and I can't hear any complaining from us.
At the end of every practice, I see you out in center ice with Slater and a couple other guys working on the face-off. I talked to him earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. He mentioned Bobby Holík helping him out a lot. Mm-hmm. What about for you?
Manny Malhotra in Vancouver last year was big for me. He just taught me a couple little things that, nothing complicated. It's not like I'm going out there with a new plan against each guy, but just something that you can do to, maybe not lose them cleanly or... in a situation where you need it, just to maybe give you that bit of an advantage. And he's a veteran guy who's had a lot of experience and has good numbers in the faceoff, so I could take what I can from him.
How much scouting do you do of the opposition in that department, I guess, faceoff?
Well, my scouting is asking Jimmy what he knows about him as of right now. I mean, maybe I'll get more advanced here as we go, but Jimmy's got a pretty good book on most of these guys in the Eastern Conference, and just like Manny did in the West, so I ask him and go off that.
Does it take you a bit in a game to catch on to what the other guy's doing?
No, I try to watch right from the start because usually I'm on the ice. I'm pretty close to Jimmy when he's doing it, and it helps if we're playing against the same line all night. I can kind of watch what Koivu last night, for instance, was doing, and you just got to kind of pay attention early on and make sure you know what hand he is, what he's doing on each side of the ice, and can help you if you get in there.
Here we are, mid-December now. How much of an eye do you keep on the scoreboard? Not so much the scoreboard, I guess, but the standings, because there's quite a few teams that are bunched together right now.
Personally, I don't really watch it at all. I watch who our next opponent is and maybe how they're going. But other than that, it's I'm focused on each day, practice day, game day, one at a time.
Thanks, Tim.
My pleasure.
I know we've done a lot of gushing about Winnipeg fans, but how many markets does the third line, checking line, get chance hearing GST, GST? That's pretty cool.
I don't know if anyone's ever been called the GST line before.
That's
so
true.
Probably none. It depends on what kind of team you have. I mean, for us, we're a lunch pail team, and if we're going to be a team like that, the third line might be a line that gets some praise. So, if our first line or our second line had 40 points each right now, we might not be hearing so much about the GST line, but... that's our top three, even our top four are going pretty good right now, so it's nice to have the fan support. And
it seems like these people here, though, appreciate what you guys do, and it's not necessarily about scoring chances, but it's all the other little things that you guys do too.
Yeah, no, it's the support's been great, and it kind of, being from the Prairies, I think I can kind of say that we try to be a line that identify with the people, I guess. I mean, as corny as it sounds, Winnipeggers might like the hits and the fights and the blocked shots and the time spent in the offensive zone grinding, and that's what we try to provide.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Question about spring warning. I asked you about the GST line. Did you hear the chants at the Boston game?
I heard it. Well, I didn't hear the Boston game. I heard it the first shift of last night's game. We didn't even have it in the zone for 3 seconds. I think I missed the Spurgeon, chipped it over my stick, and I was already hearing GST. I thought maybe wait till we get it in the zone for a second or two before we start chanting, but it's nice to hear.
Yeah, but Jim was saying that you guys are getting a little bit of razz from the other team. Do you think it's jealousy? They don't have nicknames.
The other lines? Oh, yeah. Wheels is all over us. I think he's the most jealous one around.
Now, do you think it's because he's an American? He doesn't really understand the GST?
No. He gets it. I think he wants a nickname of his own, and every time we score in practice, he's the first one. You're like, GST. It's kind of in a sarcastic voice, so I think.
Okay. Thanks, man.